This May, don't miss Obsession, the best original horror in years.
I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
It's weird how you two are dating all of a sudden, like super dating.
I love you so much.
Obsession is insane and terrifying.
I think Nikki is going through something.
An instant horror classic.
I love you. I love you!
Obsession.
I would like to cancel Wish.
We don't really do that.
Only in cinemas May 15.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman took the stand yesterday in the blockbuster trial brought by Elon Musk, offering a calm defense of his leadership of the company. Altman testified that he, the other OpenAI co-founders, and even Musk felt it was necessary to convert to a for-profit company in order to secure the funding needed for computing resources. The CEO also sought to contextualize and undermine Musk's $38 million in donations to OpenAI, saying his gifts made up 28% of all donations from 2015 to 2020. Altman also testified at length about his personal investing conflicts, confirming he owns substantial stakes in startups that have signed deals with the AI lab. News Corp, the owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Meta says it will let rival AI chatbots use a WhatsApp tool for talking to users in the EU for free for 1 month, as the company attempts to avoid a potential fine from the bloc's antitrust regulator. Meta updated its WhatsApp business terms last year, effectively banning third-party AI assistants from connecting with users on the platform and triggering an antitrust investigation. A spokesman for the European Commission called the offer a step in the right direction. And Tencent is accelerating its AI efforts. The Chinese tech giant said it's more than doubling its AI investment after spending about $2.65 billion last year, and that its core businesses are cushioning the burden of higher capital expenditure. Shares of China's most valuable company have lost steam this year as its aggressive spending plan stokes concerns about an earnings slowdown following quarters of double-digit growth in both profit and revenue. Tencent said its first quarter net profit rose 21% from a year earlier to roughly $8.5 billion, beating market expectations. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from Platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.